The mind has great power to control living beings. Every single living being is under control of mind. In life after life, since beginningless time, we have been under the control over our mind. Whatever our mind wants to do, we have to do it without choice. If our mind says, you should kill yourself, we kill ourselves. If our mind says, you should kill your parents or children, we will do this without choice. We do every bad thing under the control of our mind. We also do every good thing under the control of our mind. We have no freedom. Since beginningless time until now, we have been under the control over our mind. Since beginningless time until now, we've been under the control of our mind. And unless we achieve a direct realization of emptiness in this life, we will have to remain under the control of our mind in countless future lives. We are like the servants of our mind. Whatever our mind wants, we have to do it without choice. It has so much power. Shantideva says in Guide to the Bodhisattva's Way of Life, in these 3,000 worlds, there is no more powerful one other than mind. It has so much power to control living beings. It is said it is the mind that throws us into the fires of the hell realms instantly. If you read Shantideva's Guide to the Bodhisattva's Way of Life, he explains this. Now, I think one verse, something like, a crazy, untamed elephant in this world cannot inflict such harm as the sufferings of the deepest hell caused by the rampaging elephant of the mind. This is frightening. We have to understand, without Dharma experience, our mind is like a wild elephant just running back and forth between objects of delusion all the time. And with our wild elephant mind disturbed by attachment, hatred, and so forth, we so easily commit non-virtuous actions. So easily, you know. Suddenly, we're angry and some hurtful speech. We're in a situation where we're trying to protect our reputation, we lie. Or maybe we interfere with other people's relationships because trying to fulfill our own desires like this. It's so quickly, so easily. You know, even the least severe non-virtuous actions have the power to make us be reborn as an animal. Okay, middling non-virtuous actions in the great sufferings of the hungry ghosts experiencing hunger and thirst for hundreds of years, you know. And heavy negative karma will throw us into the hell realms for what feels like an eternity. And maybe we think that it's pretty difficult to create heavy negative karma, but it's not. You know, Venerable Geshe says, just by swatting a mosquito out of anger, we create the cause to be reborn in hell. So even in a life where we've met Dharma, what has our wild elephant mind done? You know, let alone in previous lives. In this and previous lives, we've engaged in many non-virtuous actions, including heavy negative. We created heavy negative karma. Okay. Unless we've already purified those potentials, they're all still remaining on our consciousness. The actions that created those are long forgotten, but the potentials for suffering remain within our mind. And any one of them could ripen when we die, and then our mind creates lower rebirth for us, you know. This is our real situation with an uncontrolled mind. So now we've met Dharma, we've met a fully qualified spiritual guide, we have Sangha, we have everything. Now is the time to control our mind. Not to waste our life in meaningless activity.